No, you know, to be totally honest, I have, with Wrangell's rates and Wrangell, not just Harbor rates, Wrangell's fees all across the board, Wrangell is a relatively cheap place to live. I've never been concerned, and I've heard this from people outside of Wrangell, people don't live. To be honest, the only people I've ever heard show any concern about any rate we have is the locals that live here. Folks that come in and use our facilities have never, ever complained about what we charge and what we're giving them for our fees. I'm not concerned, I'm really not. I mean, if you look at around Southeast primarily and look at the wait lists that are out there, even for the folks that are like sick, they're charging more than us, and you know, they have wait lists a mile long still. People aren't running even at those rates. You get a few that trickle in here. We've got a couple from Sitka the last year moved over here. A couple of guys, one's just called Heritage, one's Reliance still, but no, and I think if you look at that spreadsheet, one thing to keep in mind, you look at Skagway as a prime example, it's $13.75 a foot they charge. We're operating off $13 a foot right now. They're taking $13.75 a foot, and we're running our facility on $13. Everything else is going to the bank. Out of our numbers you're looking at, $13 is what we use for our O&M. We're operating off everything you see in Wrangell with four cranes. Keep in mind, Peterborough's got two with five times the fleet. And all that we run, we're operating off $13 a foot.
But your new rates are $28.33 to $38.
But everything's going in the bank. That's going into, we didn't address O&M. We opened our transit rate increase, covers the additional health costs, everything else we're looking to face this year. We're operating off 13 of them numbers you're looking at. 28, 33, and 38, 13 goes into O&M. Everything else goes in the bank. We're still scraping by up less than what Skagway's charging, because I talked to Skagway. They don't have a savings fund. They're doing exactly what we used to do, $13.75. If anything's left, it's in reserves, they use it if it's there. We used to do that with when we had $12 a foot, but we used to be an operating number before we took the state floats over. And we jumped up to 24 one year. And then because $12 would pay for or to keep employees around, we had to go to $13 a foot for O&M. That's all we're using on that plan to operate up is $13. So we're operating less than Craig and Skagway.
Just a point of clarification, but the charges are $25 a square foot. I mean, a linear foot.
Right now, yes.
Yes.
Yeah, the proposed rates. Right now, they're 25. So of the 25, 13 we upload it. The proposed rate's still only 13. So we have increased. So I want you to keep that in mind when you're looking at that spreadsheet. You can see how low Craig is and Skagway. He's even $13.75, and we're still only 13 for O&M. And they're looking to do what we're doing. Just, you know, you guys have to keep that in mind too. Keep it perspective. Talking to the other partners, they are looking to do what we did. Some have already done it. Some use bonds. People like Skagway, who's so low, they're looking to do something very similar to what we did.
Anything further for the Harbor Master? Thank you. Any further discussion?
I think John wants to talk.
Oh, you want John to talk?
Yes, please.
Okay.
John Martin, 147 3rd Street, Court Commissioner. My compliments to the crew and the time and effort they put in walking through these numbers and trying to get a fair and reasonable rates. We started out at the bottom third in rate scales for our region. We've come all the way up to the midsection, to the average. So I don't think we're a threat to anywhere around here. And we're producing a superior product and service. The biggest item I think that needs to be remembered, we have six dock systems. We want to start a savings account to help us replace that. 45 years from now, we will have half as much as we think we need for one of those systems. That means that all six of the ones we have now are 45 years older. And we can pay for one half or one of them. And I don't know if the six includes Myers Chuck. So we got Myers Chuck to deal with too as we go through this thing. So I would encourage you to help us get forward here.
Thank you. Thank you. Anything further? Yes.
I'd like to make an amendment to the motion. I'd like to make an amendment to remove Section AA Marine Service Center fees. So So my point is that there would be no increases to those fees.
Second.
Been moved and second to remove the Marine Service Center fees from this ordinance. Is that correct?
Correct. And can I speak to it?
Sure.
So I appreciate all the discussion, and I respect the court commissioners. My concern, again, I've said this before, but I want to reiterate it because I don't think everyone in town realizes what's coming down the pike in the future. We're having discussion about removing the public health nurse, you know, up at the jails. There's a lot of unknown things coming. So my concern is keeping economic drivers going. And I know it doesn't seem like a big rate, but if the point is to replace equipment in 25 years, I think the next 5 years is more critical to try to keep rates low. So in this section, I would like to remove those fee increases.
Any further discussion on the amendment? Full vote on the amendment.
Assemblymember Mitchell?
Yes.
Blake?
Yes.
Prisunka?
No.
Rooney?
No.
Decker?
Yes.
Powell?
No.
Mayor Jack?
No. Any further discussion on the original motion? Full vote, please.
Assemblymember Blake?
No.
Prisunka?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
Decker?
No.
Powell?
Yes.
Mitchell?
No.
Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 13, under new business 13A, proposal resolution number 06-16-1342, a resolution of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, levying a general tax for school and municipal purposes upon all taxable property within the borough for the tax year of 2016, pursuant to Wrangell Municipal Code, section 5.04.010, providing for the collection of taxes due in 2016 and prescribing penalties and interest for delinquent taxes.
Move to adopt resolution number 06-16-1342.
Second.
Been moved and second. Any discussion?
Assemblymember Prisunka?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Mitchell?
Yes.
Blake?
Yes.
Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 13B, proposed resolution number 06-16-1343, a resolution of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, adopting a budget for all funds of the City of Wrangell, Alaska for the fiscal year 2016-2017.
Move to adopt resolution number 06-16-1343, adopting the 2016-2017 fiscal year budget, which includes the draft budget and all recommended changes as presented.
Second.
Been moved and second. Any discussion?
Go ahead.
Well, what I was going to say is during the last workshop, we've had two, and the last one we spent almost all of it on health care because we were so concerned about that, and we were going to schedule another one to go over other areas of the budget, and that never happened before today. I understand that this has to be approved by state law by the 23rd, so I just would like to encourage everybody to set up another workshop so that we can take a look at some of the more detailed items in the budget and maybe go through some amendments to it.
I certainly don't have any problem with that. I think the timeline, I would certainly recommend approving the budget, and if if we want to do something different, I think we can always modify the budget or make an amendment to the budget. We can look at any specific things. And I agree that I think our focus has been during this last 6 weeks probably has been on insurance. That was so critical. Initially, it was going to be a 38% increase, and then it ended up that we were happy to have a 20% increase, which is kind of bizarre. But if I think if we don't approve it by June, I think it's within 3 days of the end of the fiscal year, then the last draft is actually adopted. But like I said, there's a lot of things in the budget that we can make amendments to the budget at any time. And so, you know, if there needs to be more time, I don't have any problem with that. And we can, as we get through it, we can make changes at any time during the year, the assembly can. So I know there's a bunch of things that hinge on approving the budget. So like I said, I'm not sure what your timetable is, but I don't have any problem doing some additional research for the assembly or, he's gone.
There was one other question I had too. On page 29, where we're talking about health insurance, item number 3, it says change amount of employees have to pay insurance 15% of all premiums and 5% credit to the wellness program. But then when you go down under the budget summary, it talks about a 20% increase. Is that two different things should, that we're talking about there? Or?
I don't know if Lee's here, but it should be 15%. And then there should be a 5%. The only reference to 20 at one time was that's what Petersburg pays.
No, it reads, we have been able to balance the budget despite cuts in revenue sharing, parentheses, next year, jail funding, parentheses, this year, and a 20% increase in health care.
Oh, there is a 20% in our premiums. So that's different than the 15 we're asking for the employees. So
okay.
For the premium total, the current year, it's going to be 20% more next year. And then what we're asking employees to pay, they already pay, some of them pay different amounts. We're trying to uniform that so everybody is on the same page. And so every employee would pay 15% of their own health insurance, 15% of a spouse, and 15% of children. And then if they belong to the wellness program and participate, they would get a 5% credit. So their effective rate would drop to 10%, because that also, if there's enough participation, that drops our premium rate 10%. So that's the idea there. One last thing, kind of along those lines, we had a couple of employees that had asked if we could, just because of budgeting, they just found this out, it's supposed to start July 1, they've asked if we could change that so that that new rate that we're going to charge the employees be pushed off for a month or so, and we don't have any problem with that. It's not going to make that much difference, and so if the assembly doesn't have any objection to that, we could start, say, with the month of August, which they would pay on the September 5th payroll.
What about the, I think we've talked about this before, some of them pay 30% right now.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to take that 2 months later, just let's go July 1st and let those guys pay lower again?
I think we'll just make the change for everybody from what it is now till then on August 1st, and their first deduction from their paycheck would be September 5th. So we push it off a month.
Yes.
Can you describe what the wellness program is?
It's getting well.
Mm-hmm.
There's two different routes we can go, and it's endorsed by, you know, the federal government. Is part of the Obama plan that they encourage this and require insurance companies to be part of this. There's a biometric screening you can do, and that's a one-time thing. You go up there to the to the doctor's office, to the or to the doctor's office. And there's probably some tests you have to do too, and that Blue Cross will pay all of that. They pay 100% of that. And then if you do that, we'll get notification. We don't get notification. It's a third-party company that does it. And it just, that information goes into our pool as a whole, so the insurance company doesn't know it's someone from Wrangell or who it is. They just get the statistics from it. And then we get notification that that person actually has participated, but we don't get any of that information either, other than the fact that they did do this biometric screening. So that's a one-time thing, and if they do that, then Premier Blue Cross actually gives them, they pay for that, and then they give them a $100 gift card for participating. And if we get a certain participation, our premium in the following year would be reduced by 10%, up to 10% at the maximum. The second option you have is to actually sign up for a Fitbit, you know, the watch thing that keeps track of your steps and information. Someone can do that, and they'll pay for the Fitbit. So, and then you've got to do certain things based on that. So those are the two options employees have to participate. Either way, they get this $100 gift card, and then they would be eligible to a 5% deduction on their copay portion.
Anything further? Yes.
Would you go to 13B3? Amendments to the draft budget, and then go to your GF expenditures bottom line. You go down to lifeguard wages increase. It was $13,950 in the hole, and now the increase to $65,000, and then you've got it marked as a budget preparation clerical error.
Can I get him up here?
Whoever was going to answer my question.
Lee Burgess, Finance Director, 8.5 miles, Monia Highway. The amount that the amendment increases lifeguard wages to was the originally requested amount from the Parks and Recreation Director, and the reason that a lower amount was included in the draft budget, I don't know, but it was obviously an error. We didn't see, based on the schedule that was presented, any objection to the amount of lifeguard wages requested, really kind of following through with that schedule that was proposed. Basically would require
how many lifeguards are we talking here?
I don't know off the top of my head. I have to defer to the Parks and Recreation Director.
There's lots.
There's lots. The increase basically was to adjust for what I intended to include in the draft budget. And, you know, the wrong number was there, basically.
I can tell you there's a lifeguard and a head guard. I believe the lifeguards, are they at a minimum wage or close to it?
Yeah, many of them had been, not all of them, but some had been, and had to be increased to correspond to the state's minimum.
And the rest of them, if they're above minimum wage, it's not much.
Okay. And then we go down to capital funds. You got $210,000 for the courtroom carpet replacement?
No.
We went from...
That's...
You went from 25,000 to 10. Am I not reading that correctly?
That 210. Certainly not for carpet.
Public safety works.
So you have the public safety building.
25,000 to 210,000.
The carpet shouldn't change. There was additional with the reduction in the when we went from 38 to 25. We added some more stuff. Capital for the public safety building, but it's not the carpet.
The total line item for the public safety building's capital line item in the budget, that $210,000 is the total amount. So by increasing that line item $25,000 to pay for courtroom carpet renovations, the total line item in the final budget will say $210,000, which includes all of the other items recommended.
That will include the carpet, the roof, some siding, mechanical.
Carpet itself
and some and a fire alarm system, so okay. It was probably just not showing very well.
It's confusing.
Yeah.
You gotta look at the budget and then you gotta look at the increases on top of that. Mm-hmm.
bottom line comes down to all of us, I guess, have lots of questions about different areas of the budget and stuff. And like we had said about scheduling a workshop, I'd like to see that sooner than later. If we can shoot for sometime around the middle of July after we get through the 4th and stuff, that would be good.
No, we can do that.
I've got so one.
Are you making a motion then to have a workshop?
I can do that.
There's a motion on
there's a motion on
there. There's a motion.
We already have one.
We already have one. So you'd have to make another motion to do that. But we'd have to vote on the motion on the floor, which is to approve the budget. It can get confusing.
Yes.
So, Jeff, just for my clarification, so you're saying we have to pass the budget by June 23rd?
Probably. The way the code reads, the ordinance reads, is you have to pass it within 3 days of the end of the fiscal year. And then if you don't, whatever the last draft is automatically adopted.
Within 3 days of the end of the fiscal year, so that'd be June 27th?
Right. And I can't remember if it said work days or just days. I don't remember that. But.
Okay. So can we have a workshop before the budget's passed? Can we have a special meeting? I mean, it just seems kind of odd to pass the budget and then have a workshop about what we want to make. If and, it's possible.
Right.
It's a workshop.
Yeah, you could. I don't think you could do it that, well, we got so many things that night anyway, but I think that's within that. It would already be passed. So you'd have to have it, I think this day, you'd have to have, you could have like a workshop and then a special meeting this day, or you could have, to have a workshop, I think you need the 10-day notification. So you get into this, so this is probably the day.
What about the millage rate thing?
The what?
The millage rate thing, it has to be by tomorrow.
The millage rate has to be adopted by June 15th, and you've already passed that.
Okay.
That was number A. And then the budget, like I said, but, so I would suggest if you want to wait and pass the budget until you have a workshop, so, yeah, I would say the 27th is to do the 10-day notification from tomorrow. You'd have to have the workshop and then afterwards a special meeting.
Right.
Is it 10 days or 10 calendar days? Like,
do you know?
10 calendar days.
It's 10 calendar days.
Okay. 10 calendar days.
And certainly, if you want to do that, that's fine. We can set that up. And then also, you know, any questions as you're looking at it before that, certainly come in and talk to Lee or I, and we'd be glad to look at whatever anybody would like to look at or answer questions or.
Personally, I'd like to table it and then schedule a workshop and a special meeting on the 27th to approve it. Can I do that as an amendment?
Yes, you could. You can amend it.
Or can we just vote down this motion?
Motion and make another motion.
I think that'd be the least confusing way to do it.
Or you can make an amendment to this motion to approve the budget.
That's the motion we have right now is to approve the budget.
I don't know how the table thing works. As far as proper procedure, I don't know. But so
to avoid confusion, we could vote the motion down and then make a different motion to postpone the meeting early until after the budget hearing.
That works for me.
Everybody, poll vote, please.
Assemblymember Rooney?
No.
Decker?
No.
Powell?
No.
Mitchell?
No.
Blake?
No.
Grisanka?
No.
Mayor Jack?
No.
like to make a motion to hold a workshop followed by a special meeting on the 27th of June to discuss the budget.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion on that motion? Yes.
What time would you like to set that, the workshop? Would an hour be enough, or you want more than that?
What time did you get off work?
6.
6 o'clock?
6:30.
I'm here at 6. 6. 6. So 6 and 7, would that work?
Okay. Is that going to be that time? Okay.
Any further discussion? Hold on, please.
Assemblymember Decker?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Mitchell?
Yes.
Blake?
Yes.
Prisanka?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
Mayor Jack?
Yes. I'm going to call a recess at 8:13 p.m. for 5 minutes.
Yes.
What is the total?
What is the total?
Postpone item.
That's what she's saying. You should.
Cinder went back says, oops.
Don't need a motion to schedule a workshop.
Yeah, Kim just texted. She said, postpone the item.
All right, so it was a special meeting we approved, not a workshop.
But we had to have
but that's all right.
Well, that was the
workshop and a special meeting.
Workshop and a special meeting. So
she's texting all of us.
Okay. What's up?
I'll find out.
Okay. And actually, that wasn't the time that we should use tabling because you tabled to a specific date.
Oh, okay. When she said you only need 48 hours notice for a special meeting.
Day off of crabbing.
For a special meeting, it's only 48 hours.
It'll be slow by then. It'll be slow by then, Mark.
Yeah, it'll be a while. It'll be washed out by then.
Unless having public hearing before.
I just said it.
Just seems like she's getting
a bunch of money for me.
I mean, it
ripped.
As long as we get where we
want to
go, it might be messy.
Oh, we're gonna get into here. It wouldn't be 9 o'clock before we get through. What do we got?
And this is Mark. And this is based on from this year to next year with the rate increases.
Yes. Right. With the rate increases, what's the total?
I mean, it may take more than an hour.
I have to tell you the reason I'm voting the way I do, because I'm afraid of not putting away money for replacement. I mean, we did, that's why we're here today, because we didn't do it. No, we should have. That, I just had to
I figured that's why.
Because when he gave a pretty good explanation of why.
I know, I heard it all in the court. I went to those meetings.
Oh, did you?
But,
I've been to two or three of those.
It's just hard to know.
It's just, this is just the beginning of
the long debate.
Well, maybe it doesn't have to be just.
Usually these meetings are quick. Usually we're home by this time.
No, I mean, for modifications of those fee structures.
2% a year.
Oh, yeah, but 2% a year.
It's going to continue to go up.
That doesn't cover inflation.
You'd be surprised. It goes like that, because, you know.
Yeah, it keeps going.
So I wasn't counting that close. Did it pass or did it not?
Yeah. It did pass.
Yeah. I thought so.
The other thing that really hit me was nobody's come to complain.
Oh, they did. Oh, they did. Just
did
not the big boat owners.
Just not big boat owners.
Hey. I complained to Greg. I got a boat an hour ago and I knew it went up.
I've been here long enough, but not about 50 years. Whether taxes, whether. No
but you gotta understand something.
The ordinance changes.
And I understand
but
exactly.
But nobody complains about it until they pay the bill and then the poor lady up front is going to get the brunt of it. So.
And I'm paying the center rate at a high footage.
And then they start screaming and yelling at the government. Hey, I'm just our clerk fair.
Five times a.
But you have. I'll use mine because I know it's 30.
Yep.
Okay. So I'm paying whatever I'm paying per foot for 30 feet. Okay, so right now with the new rates, that's $893
a year.
Okay, now, if I have a 60-foot boat, I'm already doubling that just at the same rate, if they're charging the same rate.
So
if they're charging the same rate, but for this one, cost $30,000.
No, they're charging the same rate.
And Carol said.
Thanks for offering.
This one costs.
I'm really confused on it.
So what's the, you got 28, 56, there's four times the amount to put one finger in.
Reconvene this assembly meeting at 8:18. Moving on, and the new business, item 13C, discussion and possible action on whether to repeal the James and Elsie Nolan Museum and Civic Center Board.
Move to authorize the borough clerk to contact the borough attorney to completely draft an ordinance that assembly will consider at an upcoming meeting repeals WMC section 3.54, James and Elsie Nolan Museum and Civic Center Board.
Second.
Been moved and second. Any discussion? Yes.
I just wanted to note that Terry talks about, you know, getting, it's been hard to get a quorum and fill those seats, but she's been working more closely with the Friends of the Museum. So I think that's a good way forward.
And one reason for this board originally was for the building of the building itself, which, and since it's there, there's not much function for the board. So, any further discussion? Paul, vote please.
Powell?
Yes.
Mitchell?
Yes.
Lake?
Yes.
Prisanka?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 13D, approval of the amendments to the Wrangell City Medical Center's Personnel Policy Manual.
Move to approve the revised Wrangell Medical Center's personal policy as reviewed and revised by the Wrangell Hospital Board of Directors.
Second.
Been moved and second. Any discussion?
Mr. Mayor.
Yes.
Could we have somebody from the hospital board come up and give us a synopsis of what's in there? Public's probably interested.
I'm not on the board, but I can. First read 622 Ellen. There was a group of about 10 of us at the hospital that went through the policy manual, and we came from a lot of different departments. So I feel like there was some pretty good input from the hospital staff on the amendments or the changes. But basically, by and large, what we did was we updated a number of things to better reflect like federal and state law, things like the equal opportunity language and the non-harassment, non-discrimination policy, that sort of thing. We made a few minor changes in names of departments, personnel department to human resources, and that sort of change. And then there were a few items that we removed because they didn't really fit so much in the personnel policies, and a few items that got consolidated. And then we did an overall change by reorganizing all of the sections into chapters, basically, so that it made a little more sense. So by and large, there weren't substantial changes to the policies other than a few in the attendance policies to kind of strengthen those a bit and just make sure things were up to date. Any
further questions? And this was approved by the board?
By the hospital board, yes.
Thank you. Any further discussion? Paul, vote please.
Assemblymember Mitchell?
Yes.
Lake?
Yes.
Prisanka?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 13E, approval of an engagement letter from Svensson Brandt Erickson of Noseman LLC Attorneys at Law. I had to kind of laugh at that, like a proposing.
I
I move to approve the letter of engagement from Sven Brandt Erickson of Nossman LLP Attorneys at Law as the borough's electric power attorney.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion?
Just to, Mr. Brandt Erickson was our attorney when we formed SEPA. He represented Wrangell at that point. He did some work for us when Thomas Bay was disbanded. And prior to that, he worked with our long-term power attorney, Eric Redmond, who we had since the beginning of the Four Dam Pool back in the early 80s. So he's worked with him, and then Mr. Erickson's gone and done other things. And Mr. Brandt Erickson has taken over that. Recently, the reason we're doing this, he's changed law firms, and this is a practice that they're required to do, that get an engagement letter that authorizes them to get the files from the previous attorney firm and to represent us. I can tell you that it's just something that we rarely will use him for. Our normal attorney is under a retainer, and we use him for 99% of the stuff. But if you ever had something, he's very well versed on the forming of SEPA, you know, the things we went through with Thomas Bay, and the history of the Four Dam Pool in general. So when we do need him, it's probably something pretty important. So,
Mr. Mayor?
Yes.
Jeff, what was our previous hourly rate?
I think the hourly rate is about the same. I can tell you that they're very expensive. That's why we don't use them very often. But I think it was pretty close to this.
And this engagement letter, it doesn't compel us to use him for SEPA-related issues, correct?
That's true. We have no obligation to use him. We don't have, if we had a power issue that Bob could handle, our normal attorney, we would be more than happy to have Mr. Blasco do that. This might be something that if we were, if the SEPA, say there was some kind of a reorganization of SEPA or something like that, it's probably a very good thing to, you know, have him represent us. But we're not required to. We don't pay him any retainer. We only pay him when we use him, and we're not required to use him.
Okay, sorry, Mr. Mayor, can I have a quick follow-up there? My follow-up question, Jeff, is if this is sort of a clerical move to ensure that our file is transferred appropriately, would not make more sense to have the file transferred to Blasco, to Bob, so that if we have a question or an issue, Bob can access that file, and we don't have to automatically go through this other fellow for other issues that we might have that Bob would be able to follow through on. And it would also still give us access to our file if we chose to utilize this gentleman's services.
Yeah, and these were all his files with the previous things he's done with us when he worked for the other company. I mean, I wouldn't recommend doing that. If we wanted Bob to do something and we wanted him to access anything we had, we could get access to it. But I think these were their files that, although it's for us, but the files that he had created when he, you know, he did the work on the SEPA agreement on behalf of Wrangell. So these are all things that he generated.
Perhaps I'm naive then, but I would think that the files, we paid for that information, those are our files. And the reason why I asked this question is that technically here, if we want Bob to access something from our file to, say, give us an answer to a question, it appears that we have, incidental charges that we would have just to access that information. So if it's a matter of that we can't have our file and it retains with our lawyer, which I wouldn't understand at all. I just think it would be better to have our file sit with Bob, and then he has access to it for us so that we can ask him under his retainer, versus having the file sit with another lawyer that we have to sort of, if you want Bob to deal with it. Am I making sense on that?
Can I say one word?
Go ahead.
Those files are the property of the attorney. You don't, they're not yours.
No.
You have copies of everything that was done Jeff has got.
Excuse me.
Well, I think that would be a proper question for an attorney, not us. None of us are attorneys.
Yeah. And may I say one more thing? Steve, we also have a bond attorney.
Hello?
Steve, can you hear me?
Are you there, Steve?
Yeah, I just got back on. I didn't hear the rest of that.
I was just going to say that we have a bond attorney that any of our bond issues and all, you know, if we sell a bond for schools or the harbor or whatever we may be doing, we have a bond attorney that does things for us too, separate from Mr. Blasco, because that's their specialty, and I can tell you when you pass a bond, there's tons of paperwork and all kind of legal stuff that has to be done, and that's what they do all the time. And our bond attorney probably represents half the cities in the state, and he's very good at what he does. We've had him for his company for 40 years, and we've had a power attorney for practically that long. So, and I don't know the legal ramifications of whether they'll release their files. I suppose they would if we asked them to, but I don't know that.
Can I say something?
Yes, I'm not asking to not use him, but if we're transferring our file anywhere, I guess I just thought it might be more cost efficient if it was with Bob, and then if the other fellow needs access, then we would have it available to him through Bob.
So, number 9 of the engagement letter says, our files for work prepared pursuant to this agreement are your property. We will release our files for work performed pursuant to this agreement to you or to anyone else you designate upon your written request delivered to the attorney in charge of this matter. So, it's pretty clear to me that those files are ours, not anyone else's. And he will give them, or she, to anyone that we request. Well, yes, there may be copying charges or something like that, but
that's minuscule.
It's pretty normal.
Any further discussion?
Sure. At the end of that, Julie, it also states you also agree that we may, after the passage of 2 years without having performed any work for you pursuant to the engagement for services, destroy your files unless you provide some written instruction to the board. So I just would rather see it stored with Bob, who's our regular attorney, than to ship it out again, but I'll go along with it.
Anything further? Pull up, please.
Assemblymember Blake?
Yes.
Persunka?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Mitchell?
Yes.
Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 13F, approval of the recommendation from the Planning and Zoning Commission regarding zoning locations for licensed marijuana facilities in Wrangell.
I move to approve the recommendation of the Planning and Zoning Commission defining which licensed marijuana businesses should be allowed as a conditional use in each zoning district per the attached table of proposed permissible uses, and to direct the borough clerk to work collectively with the borough attorney to draft an ordinance that outlines these zoning recommendations, and for that ordinance to go to the Planning and Zoning Commission for approval, and then to the ordinance to come back to the Borough Assembly for consideration at an upcoming meeting.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion?
Is there anybody from planning and zoning here?
Yes.
Yes, I am.
Could we get her to step up?
Would you come forward and do some explanation here?
Okay, looking at the chart on here for proposed permissible uses and trying to understand that, tell me the way it's based right now, the way this chart reads, what are we allowing in downtown?
What we're allowing in downtown, which would be our commercial, would be limited cultivation, standard cultivation of a maximum size of 2,000 square foot instead of it's capped off at that amount. Manufacturing, as long as it doesn't contain any flammable processes or explosive processes. A testing facility if it so chooses to set up, and a retail establishment.
Yeah.
And just for further clarification, all of these things would still have to, a conditional use permit means that it would still have to go to the planning zoning and be approved no matter where.
Everything is a conditional use, so there would be no, in any area that it's going to be allowed, it will always have a conditional use. So each one will be individually looked at.
Anything further? Thank you. Mm-hmm. Any further discussion? Poll, please.
Assemblymember Prusunka?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Mitchell?
Yes.
Blake?
Yes.
Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 13G, a proposed ordinance number 918. An ordinance of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, amending section 13.05.010, permitted encroachments of the Wrangell Municipal Code, first reading.
Move to approve the first reading of ordinance number 918 and move to a second with a public hearing to be held on June 28, 2016.
Second.
Been moved and second. Any discussion? Yes.
I wonder if we could have Carol come and give a little quick summary.
If you would, please.
Since this is going to affect a lot of public people in public.
Actually, doesn't affect me. Carol Rushmore, 6 miles on Levy Highway. We created this encroachment ordinance when we were doing the downtown Front Street to deal with all the buildings that had awnings overhanging the right-of-way. When you use federal highways money, you cannot have encroachments. So as the state has been doing the design, engineering design on Evergreen, there's a series, there may be like 6 or 7, I can't remember, there's not very many, it's under 10, residences that have encroachments, most of them being landscaping encroachments, like a rock wall or a couple of bushes. There are a couple of the like steps or ramps that actually probably could be moved if required, but if we approve them, they're not extending so far out in the right of way that they create an issue for the construction project. But that's something that we will look at a lot closer. But anyway, so we are when we created the encroachment ordinance that we currently have, it was strictly for downtown. So now we are modifying that to basically include other areas in town, assuming that they are non-permanent, and the landscaping, the beautification, or whatever the terminology was. We have an encroachment permit application where if it's a new one, it goes to the Planning and Zoning Commission. The way it's written here is I think all of these were existing before 2009, so it's something that I can do, but they have to fill out the application, provide the drawings, provide the information, and then we will review them as we go. But we have, this is a federal highways requirement for the Evergreen project.
Anything further? Thank you. Any further discussion? Roll call, please.
Assemblymember Rooney?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Mitchell?
Yes.
Blake?
Yes.
Prusunka?
Yes.
Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 13H, approval of to file an easement and a disclaimer of interest for Block 83, Lot 10B, U.S. Survey 1119, owned by Einar Otteson Credit Shelter Trust.
Move to approve the city easement on Block 83, Lot 10B, U.S. Survey 1119, owned by Einar Otteson's Credit Shelter Trust, and to authorize the borough attorney to file a disclaimer of interest on said property.
Second.
Been moved and second. Any discussion?
Just to real, the Otteson family has been in their family for 50 years. And prior to that, there were several owners. At some point, the city owned this lot, and the deed might, where our guess is that the deed got transferred and never filed. So there's a gap in the title chain, but they've owned it, they've lived on it, they've paid taxes on it. There's other people that owned it before them, so they bought it from someone else. So the only way they can clear this up is do a quiet title, and because the city's name's on it, we just wanted to make sure there's a storm drain outfall, that we have an easement for that. And then the disclaimer is to basically assist them in this quiet title effort.
Thank you. Any further discussion? Roll call, please.
Assemblymember Decker?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Mitchell?
Yes.
Blake?
Yes.
Prusunka?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 13I, approval of a letter of support for an amendment delaying the signing of a transition record of decision. Is requested by Assemblymember Decker.
I move to approve a letter of support to be sent to Senator Murkowski delaying the signing of a transition record of decision until a comprehensive inventory and financial analysis of the Tongass is completed.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? Yes.
The letter has been sent because the deadline was yesterday. And so we didn't know that when this went on the agenda. So it's kind of an after the fact. We try to make it generally generic. We're trying to support Senator Murkowski's efforts. And I think also Southeast Conference. Is that true, Julie? They also wrote a letter, and yeah, so we're supporting those efforts. But it was either yesterday or not at all, so.
Any further discussion? Roll call, please.
Assemblymember Powell?
Yes.
Mitchell?
Yes.
Blake?
Yes.
Prusunka?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 14, attorney's file, there is none. Item 15, executive session, there is none. Item 16, adjournment, we will adjourn at 8:42 p.m.